So I had to record my homily again, but I want to share with you that as I was preparing for the Thanksgiving Mass today, and after reading all of the readings for Mass, there's one person that come to mind with me. Providentially, God placed him in our talk yesterday during our staff luncheon. And that person is Leroy. So if I'm looking from the altar down, he would be sitting on the right-hand side, four pews from the back. So he would be toward your left. And Leroy had very little. Many of you knew that he had his little old beat-up truck. And sometimes that truck would stop working. So the police and many people had to give him rides around town as well at give him ride to his workplace at Shepherd Air Force Base. But no matter what, Leroy would always go to Mass on Saturday. He would show up before 4 p.m. And if I'm like a little bit late, the opening of the door, maybe 4:01 p.m. or something, he would look at his watch and point to it. He was very faithful. Whether it was raining, snowing, or whatever, he would show up at 4 p.m., beginning with his rosary. He'd pray his rosary, and he would sit there preparing for the 5 p.m. Saturday Mass. Leroy had very little, but I didn't really knew how little he had until I found out that after he passed, that he didn't even have power at times, and even running water inside his mobile home, and his mobile home was so run down that it was beyond living condition at times too. But yet Leroy never complained. Every time I asked him how he's doing, he would always said that he's blessed. My brothers and sisters, we might not have everything that we want, but we're so blessed. And the greatest thing that God had already given to us is the gift of the Mass, the gift of grace, the gift of His love. You know what? The first Thanksgiving in America really wasn't at whenever the pilgrim met with the indigenous people. The first Thanksgiving Mass done here in America was actually at St. Augustine down in Florida, when the first Mass was celebrated by the explorers. But much more than that, historically speaking, the first Thanksgiving we celebrated, if we study the Greek word Eucharistia, which means to give thanks, the first Thanksgiving was the Mass itself. So every time we go to Mass, we ask ourselves, are we giving thanks for the gift given to us? This tremendous gift that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us so that we know what it means to love, to be loved, and to share that love. That greatest gift already been given to us, and we have to share that gift with one another at blessings. My brothers and sisters, what are we thankful for? And how can we be thankful in our words, our action, as we share our lives with one another? Think about that, how blessed we are. And let us be mindful of those who have very little today as well. My brothers and sisters, give thanks to the Lord always, for His love endures forever. God bless you, and have a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving with your loved ones.